Pat.
What's next? The Steelers winning a Super Bowl? Pirates winning a World Series? Penguins winning a cup? Pitt football maybe win a national championship? Pitt basketball win a national championship? What's next for the city of Pittsburgh, the city of champions, to witness? I mean, it could be. I mean, who knows how long it might take.
I don't know if that question has ever been more difficult to answer just based on the uncertainty. I think, can I say Pitt volleyball winning a national championship?
Yes, you can.
Because I think that would be my bet. I think the team that could be positioned to win a Super Bowl or championship, it's so hard. The Pirates have too many gaps. The Penguins are about to go through, I think, a rough patch, transitional period of time where they have to rebuild through the draft and through youth, and it's sadly going to signal the end of a great era, and that happens in sports. I think the Steelers are heading towards that direction as well. I think they're still hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
They're still hanging on to competitiveness and relevance. I mean, if I had to put it, I would say Pitt basketball, honestly, mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. terms of like who I think has shown the most growth over the last couple of years and is starting to recruit at a higher level. I think Jeff Capel has really revived this thing, and they've got to go do it. They didn't make the tournament last year, been well documented. But, I mean, they're about to have a first-round draft pick tonight, probably, in Bub Carrington. And they got Jalen Lowe coming back and a bunch of high-profile recruits considering the program again. And I just think the market for Pitt basketball and what it can be in this town, we haven't felt it in a long time. We're starting to feel it again. And don't sleep on that, especially if all the pro franchises aren't in the mix like they used to be.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about the pro franchises, and if I had to answer that question but answer it in a different way, I would say like the closest is the Pirates. Like the closest to that. Not actually winning one, but I, you know, right now, as I see it, I think the Pirates are the close. Like, if the Pirates make some necessary moves this offseason or even at the trade deadline, like, and you hope that maybe the NL would be somewhat like it is now, like, I could see them being the closest of having that opportunity.
If they, the issue I have with them is they're just not structured to do it. I mean, there's such a disparity between them and the top of the league in terms of how they spend that I just feel like it's such an uphill climb. The Steelers, like as we sit here today, the best chance I think of a team that to compete and make a run is the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that way, because of what they have on defense, because of how they're built and the way they play, they'll be in the mix. Now, I don't think they're good enough to get over the top. That's just my opinion. If the Pirates put a bunch of money into this thing, we've said it before, I'll say it again, they could grab this town by the throat and have this place captivated, especially with the talent they have at the mound. I don't know if they'll do it. History would tell us that they won't.
Yep.
It's disappointing because of all the things that could align
right
for them to be just a golden ticket in this town for people to go in and go see. I mean, you got a generational talent, maybe two of them, and they're here for 5 years. At least, you know, remember that 13 game, that wild card game.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
I've been backyard brawls, Pitt, Penn State, Steelers, Ravens, never seen anything like it because it was so new and so novel. You know, I just wish if there could be a communal power to compel them to go all in, man, do it. If they did that, it's an easy answer.